Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And so far, those of you responding to our survey about why you will listen to the debate tonight or watch it, the largest share of you are saying that it's for entertainment value. The second largest share of you is saying that you watch for some other reason other than entertainment value or to actually help you choose a candidate. But there are a quarter of you who are responding that you will watch or listen to tonight's debate to actually help you choose between the candidates. So for whatever reason, go to WNYC.org or itsafreecountry.org and answer our poll question. Why will you watch or listen to the gubernatorial debate today, tonight at 7? For entertainment value, to help you choose between candidates, or for some other reason which you can explain. Now, for those of you who were forced to enjoy the beautiful fall day outside yesterday, forced because the Giants-Lions football game and the Phillies-Giants baseball game were blacked out, this segment is for you. Brian Stelter, media reporter for the New York Times, is here to explain why Fox and Cablevision are fighting and why you and 3 million other Cablevision subscribers are being prevented from watching programming on a channel that you pay for, sports or otherwise. We want to hear from you about how you've gotten around the blackout to watch Fox. Give us a call and tell us your solution to the Fox Cablevision blackout, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What bar did you go to watch a game? What website did you go to? Seriously, do you have a good hack? Some people do. Time Warner people, are you opening up your living rooms to friends and maybe your fellow Brian Lehrer Show listeners, bar owners? You can call us up and give yourselves a plug if you're playing the games and where we can find you, 212-433-WNYC. What is your solution to the Fox Cablevision blackout? And we definitely want to know your online hacks at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 with Brian Stelter, media correspondent for the New York Times. Hey, Brian, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks.
So they're fighting over something called retransmission fees. Take a listen to what Cablevision has been running on their air.
We regret to inform you that News Corp, in an act of corporate greed, has pulled Fox 5 and My9 from your Cablevision channel lineup. This is an unfortunate attempt to extort unreasonable and unfair fee increases from Cablevision and our customers.
So, is it News Corp's fault?
It is the fault of both companies that they haven't cut a deal before the deadline. You know, there's thousands of these disputes, there's thousands of these talks, you know, around the country between stations and distributors. Almost none of them end in a standoff like this. But there's something about this fight. Maybe it's the size, maybe it's the egos involved that has caused us to lose Fox for at least 2 days in about half the region.
A similar dispute, people will remember, happened between ABC and Cablevision earlier this year, causing Cablevision subscribers to miss some of the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Why does this keep happening with Cablevision? It seems like it's not happening with Time Warner or Verizon,
right,
or satellite quite as,
right,
much.
There's definitely, a point of view, at least on the Fox side, that this has to do with the Dolan family, and this has to do with the idea of Cablevision being very aggressive, being very hard charging, and being unwilling to negotiate. There is that point of view that you hear when you talk to Fox executives. I think the other reason, though, that Cablevision is coming up in this case again and again is that, you know, they're deciding that their customers will support them in an effort to keep cable costs down. Every time the networks get a rate increase, we feel it in our monthly bills. Cablevision makes no secret about the fact that they just pass it along to customers. And they're choosing to say, we don't want to have to raise prices any further. We hope our customers will support us in that.
James on the North Fork of Long Island has a hack. Hey, James.
How you doing, man?
Good. What you got?
I got two great websites to get around this. When I was going to school up in Rhode Island, I couldn't get to Yankee games, and I'm a huge Yankee fan. So the first website is Justin.tv. And what they do there is people from all around the country stream games live from their television sets over the Internet. And it's a little virtual community of fans because they have a little chat box next to the game. And it's a great place to go to watch the game if, you know, Fox is still blacked out. And then for the major network shows, like, you know, House and Glee, Project Free TV, the day after they're on, offers multiple sites with those streaming shows on them.
Justin.tv and ProjectFreeTV.com.
Project Free TV is not the the address. I'm not sure what it is. Just, you know,
okay.
Project Free TV in Google.
Just search it. James, thank you very much. Are you familiar with those, Brian?
Yeah, these sites are, you know, we would say extra legal, perhaps. There are lots of sites out there that have pirated versions of the shows. And what you see is a game of whack-a-mole that goes on between the media companies and these websites. The media companies usually lose. I mean, for every site that gets knocked down, there are other ones that come up. And I noticed yesterday I had several friends in both New Jersey and Long Island who were watching online, who were able to watch the Giants game on the Internet via these websites.
And we are not endorsing this. We're not putting links to these things on our sites. However, maybe in this case the government's going to wait a few days till at least the World Series teams are determined.
Well, that's, you know, the big deadline now is the World Series. We've got that 9 or 10 days away, but people are already starting to openly wonder if it's going to go on that long. I think the more urgent deadline is, as your caller mentioned, House is on tonight, Glee is on tomorrow. These shows generally will be viewable on Hulu and on, which is a legal version to watch online, the next day. But nonetheless, you know, we're without local news, we're without local weather, and a lot of people are used to waking up with these programs.
Now, wait a minute. I think Adam in Brooklyn has a much lower tech hack for which you don't even need a computer. Right, Adam?
Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead.
I switched my digital TV cable box off. I went into the closet. I pulled out a pair of old rabbit ears. I hooked them up, went to the antenna. I get 2, 4, 5, 7, 11, 13, almost 64 stations. Some of them come in 1080.
That's too good to be true. How much does that cost?
Nothing.
Adam, thank you very much. And
the good old days. The good old days.
Well, and seriously, I mean, we're talking about Fox here. We're not talking about HBO, you know? This is Channel 5. Right? This actually comes in over the air.
That's
you don't need cable vision. You don't need satellite. Right?
That's the crux of every argument against what Fox is doing every time this happens. It was the same argument with ABC in March. If this stuff is free over the air, then why are you having to pay for it? But these stations have decided that they can't stay in business if they only rely on advertising revenue. They've decided they have to have a second revenue stream. And they're all going to win, by the way. At the end of the day, Fox is going to get some money. Cablevision's going to, you know, going to keep that cost as low as possible, so they'll both feel like they've won something here. And hopefully this won't come up again for, you know, 5 years or so until the next contract dispute.
Gino from way downtown on our website says, when Fox went out, I was forced to get to know one of my neighbors. I heard the game at his house, and I just knocked at the door. Turned out to be a really cool Persian guy, so it wasn't all that bad. And Mike C. on our comments page says, there's already an alternative to watching the Yanks on television. Well, it's not the Yankee game, unless they get to the World Series, and Fox is still blacked out on Cablevision. We should make that very clear. The Yanks series is on TBS.
That's right, tonight.
So then you really do need cable.
You do.
But they're not blacking out TBS on Cablevision. But Mike says there's already an alternative to watching this on television. It's called radio. So, John and Susan, if you're listening, you can call up and plug yourselves. Kathy in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. How you doing?
Good. My thing is that they're basically holding a knife to our throats. They don't care either way because we're the ones that are going to pay, regardless of how much they negotiate. And, you know, as far as Cablevision is concerned, and I can remember this from the early 80s when Ticketmaster became the ticket agency of the world, and you could only get tickets to concerts and other things through them. They started raising rates. I mean, I used to go to the Grateful Dead for $10, and all of a sudden I'm paying $65 for a ticket. It's just part of the same machine, and it's time that people have to start standing up and saying, I'm not going to do it, and try to break themselves away from the stupid box and, you know, get outdoors, breathe some fresh air, do something with your kids.
Kathy,
and
with the Get a Life solution from Kathy in Rockland. Thank you very much. But Kathy raises another issue as well, Brian, and that is the monopoly issue. Because yes, you can get satellite. I mean, not everybody in, you know, lives in an apartment building can get satellite.
Yeah, I cannot get satellite. That's right.
But a lot of people can get satellite, but a lot of people can't get satellite. So these cable systems pretty much have a monopoly in each geographical area. Why is it like that?
It's like that because it dates back decades. It goes back to the infrastructure costs that were, you know, involved when they were building out cable. You had to encourage companies, apparently, to make these investments in the first place. And, of course, the cable companies, if you ask them, they'll say, we've got so much competition, more than ever. We have Verizon sometimes in markets now. But that's right. The reality is that most of us, maybe not most, but many of us only have one option, and it is the cable company. And even if you do switch to DirecTV or Fios, DirecTV and Fios have to negotiate with Fox someday also. And so it brings up the possibility of a dispute with other companies as well. And I think we're about 2 weeks away from the deadline for Fox stations on Dish Network. There's about 3 million people on Dish Network who could also lose Fox at the end of the month unless they reach a deal.
Other stations need to get some hits so Fox doesn't have all this market power all to itself.
Well, it's unfortunate they have the Yankees game, the World Series, that is, you know, in a couple weeks if the Yankees do make the World Series. But Fox knew they did this on purpose. You know, they knew they would have leverage in the form of baseball and football games. You know, the timing of these contract disputes is always quite tied to the programming on the air.
So they really don't care at all how much Kathy and Rockland or anybody else hates them.
I hate to say it, but we're still going to turn on Fox once we have it back on the air.
Brian Stelter, media correspondent for the New York Times, predicting we're all going to lie down and take it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Rachel Senator. We had intern help today from Alec Hamilton and Elise Winnie. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale, and our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Don't forget to join me online for a live online chat at itsafreecountry.org for the candidates debate tonight at 7.